Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin.
And I'm Kristen Diaz. We are smack dab in the middle of summer. And for anyone who has lived here a long time, you know this is really when the real heat starts to kick in. On today's Ask the Expert, Dr. Troy Smarava joins us. He is a sports medicine physician at Children's Health Andrews Institute to discuss heat, exhaustion, and illness. Dr. Troy, thanks so much for the time.
You're welcome.
So how has it been so far this year with kids being seen by children for just heat-related illness, period? Has this been a big issue this year?
It's starting to. I think usually in June, the heat temperature starts to increase, and we start to see more kids get involved with sports outside. I think July and August are two biggest months where we see a lot more of the heat illness. I think during this time, kids are starting to get outside to school. They're back from vacation. They're doing more on their own outside. And also from a sports standpoint, we start to see a lot more club sports, their summer leagues playing like soccer, baseball. And then towards the end of July, we'll start to see football and soccer, high school athletes and middle school athletes starting to get out and train. And I think that's where we really get concerned. And we see a lot more heat illness in athletes at that time.
How much more vulnerable are children to heat stress as opposed to adults?
Yes, that's a good question. So they are more vulnerable, and mainly because of a few factors. One, their body surface area is bigger. So their body surface area is the weight. So they heat up faster. A lot of times they're out playing on surfaces that have radiant heat, like, you know, cement, things like that. So that projects up and they get more of that radiant heat because they're lower and closer to the ground. The other thing is that they don't recognize heat illness as often or early as adults will. So they'll just keep going and going until they can't go anymore. So that's a big concern about them. The most important thing also is to know that children can handle heat as well as adults. So their physiological body can handle the heat, just that they need to recognize the factors and the signs that are leading to heat illness, and that their parents are very cognitive of any type of exposure to heat, and they go ahead and prepare them, putting sunscreen on, making sure they're hydrating, things like that that will prevent them from getting heat illness.
We've talked a lot about, you know, boating safety lately and also pool safety. Can kids, when they're out even in the water, can they suffer heat illness?
Yes. So if their upper body is exposed to the sun, they can get heat illness from that, particularly from the sun radiating on their body. And also it will reflect off of the water and hit them as well. So it's very important that they continue to hydrate as well as continue to apply sunscreen consistently. Because when you're in the water, sunscreen is going to wear off faster than they are outside the water.
Talk about the importance for parents to recognize the symptoms of heat stress in children, especially since kids really don't want to stop playing just because of heat.
Yes, you're very right. So it's important for parents to recognize the signs of their children experiencing heat illness or heat stroke. And oftentimes they'll get a little more clumsy, they'll look fatigued. They might be sweating profusely. Things like that could be an indication that they're suffering heat illness. And it's important that they recognize things that are causing the heat illness and prevent them. So prevention is the key to getting better.
So as far as the conversations that parents should have, you know, amongst themselves or anybody who might be watching their kids during the summer, sometimes kids are with grandparents and, you know, we forget about some of these things sometimes when we don't have the kids 24/7. What are just some good tips of things to look out for, how to prepare for our adults that are listening?
I think it's important that you pay attention to the exposure that the children are getting to the sun. So playing in times of the day when it's cooler, so early in the morning and the evening. Also making sure that when possible to be in the shade. I think also it's important to know that they're applying sunscreen, because if you get sunburnt, that can increase the risk of heat illness and heat exposure. Also, frequent breaks from the sun and frequent drinking will help a lot as well too. I think those are things that parents can really help with preventing heat illness and heat stroke. I think it's also important to make sure the type of clothing they're wearing. They should wear light colored, loose clothing that breathes. That will also prevent them from getting a heat stroke. That way it allows the heat to evaporate and they won't trap that heat into their next to their body.
Are kids more at risk for heat issues early in the summer when they might not necessarily be used to it? Can you get acclimatized to it?
Yes, that's a good point. So yes, it is. Most people in the beginning of the summer, if they have not acclimated to the heat, are at a higher risk. So it's very important to gradually increase the exposure that kids have to the heat. Also to be aware of kids that are overweight at a higher risk of getting heat illness. So it's important to pay attention to that because they're going to have more exposure to the sun. Also, they're less likely or they're impaired as far as dissipating heat from their body because they're insulated. I think it's also important to note that if your child is sick, that may put them at an increased risk of any type of heat illness, whether it's a cold, a stomach virus. Those things can actually increase their risk of getting heat stroke as well. And often there are some medications that could put them at risk. So kids that are on medicine for attention deficit disorder, things like that. Some of them, if they're on allergy medications, those medications can also put them at a higher risk for heat illness when they're out in the heat.
My last question to you is, we talk about, just being hot in general, but you have mentioned a few times sunburn and sunscreen and how important that is. If a kid is gotten a severe sunburn, sometimes they start to, have headaches or have other, fever, other issues. What's the best way to treat them? Should they be able to just lay flat, no covers, put the after sunscreen on? What's the procedure for that?
That's a very good question. When people start having systemic symptoms from heat in the summer, we call that sun poisoning. So they're having more than just the red hot skin. So that's important to cool them down. So sometimes definitely get them out of the sun. Putting a sunscreen on it, even though it's already past that stage, that sunscreen can help prevent or minimize the effects of the sunburn. It's also important to cool them down. So sometimes putting ice towels on them will help with it too. Sometimes a cool bath. Loose fitting clothing will be helpful as well as too. Now, one of the things that you can get, things like aloe gel, that does help soothe the sunburn and minimize the effects of the sunburn. The other things they can do, there are some topical sprays that they can use that can minimize the effects of the sunburn. But most importantly, sunscreen before you go outside and apply it frequently, like every hour, they should be reapplying the sunscreen.
Are there certain foods and or drinks in a diet that can help to build up a tolerance for the heat? Or are there foods that you should not be having because it's going to make you even more sensitive?
I think food-wise is not that important as it would be as drinking. So it's important to drink water, but it's also important to drink electrolytes. So if they have a drink, a sports drink, it doesn't have to be sugary, just be a sports drink which has some sodium, potassium, electrolytes in it. Those electrolytes will help retain the water in their body and less likely to get dehydrated from not having enough of the electrolytes in their water as well. So I think that's the most important thing is hydration, 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 and with electrolytes.
Anything else you want our listeners to know?
I think, we live in Texas, so it's going to get hot most of the summertime. And I think prevention and awareness are the key things. So being aware that kids are going to get hot and may not be self-limiting as in a sun exposure. So parents have to do that for them. And again, I'll say this, wearing sunscreen and staying in the shade and staying hydrated are the key things to preventing heat illness in kids.
Thank you so much. That is Dr. Troy Smarava right here on KRLD.